Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two officially underway right here on the early line. SiriusXM channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network. Down your right side, Joe Ranieri talking some NFL action. But again, we're in the offseason. Not much going on today, but there is the combine, and some players will actually be working out. But most of the work, Joe, done behind the scenes, I love this. 1,300 players voted in an NFLPA survey of basically of how their teams treat them. And there was a lot of different ways that they were actually voting on here, whether it be the treatment of the players' families, food, nutrition, weight room, strength coaches, training room, training staff, locker room, and team travel. Behind the scenes, we're going to get into some things that they actually voted on. But when you see this coming out and you're a team, don't you wait on like, ooh, by the way, that survey comes out tomorrow. Let's see how we did. Like you're getting a report card and have to bring it home to your parents in third grade.
It's you learn a little something here, Donnie, don't you, about some of these teams and the organization? Because listen, regardless, whether you're a professional football player, you're a welder, it doesn't make a difference. You go to a workplace, you know, there are certain things that, you know, keep the employees happy and everybody's happy. So some of there's traits that go on in successful organizations and franchises where it trickles down from the top. And if you are an absolute disaster at the top, Donnie, show me one successful corporation or any sort of franchise that was a mess up top, but somehow, despite it all, still was able to be a winning organization. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, there's the top three teams in the NFL were the Vikings, Dolphins, and Raiders, which, again, top means these teams and their players are very happy. Like, hey, look, man, we travel in style. We get the five-star hotels on the road. I don't have any roommates. We got a great training table. The worst teams, the Chargers, Cardinals, and the Commanders. Now, also, some of the things that they're voting on, which we're going to get into some topics, but I hear from the Cardinals, right? It's like, boy, you're out in there, the desert. You got the nice new stadium. But that doesn't always factor into how they're treated behind the scenes. And the one thing I got a kick out of here just from a Cardinals perspective is, can you imagine, right? You show up to the facility. You're working out. You're there all day. But if you want to get dinner in a box and take it home, they take it out of your paycheck. Joe, in the offseason, when you show up to the facility and work out and watch some film and hang around your boys, right? Every meal, not just dinner, is charged to you. If you want breakfast, that'll be $9.99. If you want lunch, $14.99. Oh, you want dinner? We're going to serve fillets here? $59.99. It's amazing that you want your people happy to work for you and come to work, and teams do that. It just really makes me laugh. It does.
Well, I and even more ridiculous, Donnie, is that there were actual teams that wouldn't even fix like the drainage issues in the team showers. They would have these mandatory evening meetings and you are on your own to get your own food. Like, this is not like you would not see this in the MLB. But my goodness, the fact that you are seeing this here in the NFL with these guys. Wives, girlfriends, family members being stuck in Section 383, like they don't get any sort of benefits. And like, who does this? It's absolutely amazing to me when you read through this going, wow, I can't believe anybody would actually want to play for this organization.
You know, the Chiefs actually also were down by the bottom of the list as Super Bowl champions. The Philadelphia Eagles, like midway, 14th or 15th. So certainly the two teams making it to the Super Bowl, the players not all that happy with those organizations. As we welcome in the radio audience here, you're watching and listening live to the Early Line, Joe Ranieri and Donnie Wrights out here, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network. But also the Jaguars got a downvote because they had rat infestation in their facility for a large portion of the season. These are professional athletes here. Some of these guys making $25, $30, $40, $50 million a year. The ones I also get a kick out of. What do we know, Joe? Like, football players are big. Offensive linemen are like 6'5", 340 pounds. Did you know some of these teams' charters don't even have first-class seats available for the players? Which is crazy. Like, you're sitting side, like, who get the middle seat? Like, the big boy, the offensive tackles could get a middle seat on those flights there. Also, the Ravens, my favorite one, in F-minus, their team voted their strength staff. Does that mean they showed up to work and got weaker every day, Joe? How does that even happen?
Yeah, or they're just, you know, and we're talking about professional athletes who, if they know anything, Donnie, they know what it requires in the weight room and in the strength and conditioning to be able to maintain a certain level. And if they're not getting it, and usually what happens is complaints come in because you want those guys to be intense, right? If you're too nice or you're not the guy that's going to push these guys, then what happens? You know, they're like, this is terrible. Like, this is, you know, players need coaching and they need motivation. And, you know, if the strength and conditioning guys are like, ah, no big deal, we'll see you tomorrow. Not going to work out, Donnie. Not going to work out.
Yeah. I mean, again, the treatment of the families is massive, too, because it's not like, hey, we need a private jet for the wives and the girlfriends and the kids to go to each game, and we want luxury box suites. You're right about that. That basically means, like, hey, by the way, my parents are in town for this weekend. I'm going for the rushing record, and the team goes, awesome. They're going to have to pay for their own hotel, and also the seats that you have, we're sold out, so we can't do much about it. Head over to StubHub and make sure your parents get some good seats in here. It's crazy what some of these teams do to skimp and save some money. Let's talk about some combine updates coming up next. The NFL is right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it on the Early Line here, hour number two, talking about some combine updates because, as we know, the NFL never sleeps. It's 365. It goes around the clock. If we're looking at some of the bigger issues, maybe we should say coming out of the combine, Jalen Carter, a top pick out of the University of Georgia. If we remember, it wasn't too long ago, Joe, where a Todd McShay report came out that said, I'm hearing some things behind the scenes that Jalen Carter does have some off-the-field issues. Now, Georgia, the coaching staff, players around them, do what they do. Absolutely not. Unfounded. I can't believe this would be made up. Fast forward just a few weeks now, Jalen Carter is actually charged with racing in a fatal accident. We don't know the involvement right now. The details are just coming back. But from an NFL standpoint, where you're trying to get drafted as high as you can, this is a worst-case scenario for Jalen Carter. Whether he's guilty, Joe, or not, this certainly is going to affect his draft stock here.
Well, will it? That's going to be the interesting part, because the NFL has a long history of saying, it'll be fine. We'll work it out down the road here. Can he get to the quarterback? Is he that big of a game changer? If he is, yeah, they will figure out a way here not to make sure that he falls any further to any competing teams, competitive teams below them. So you got to take it. And again, we're talking misdemeanors here. It's not as if he is going to be on trial for any sort of, felony or anything along those lines. And keep in mind, he's swearing and his attorneys are all swearing that this is all bogus anyway, that he will be exonerated and he looks forward and yada, yada, yada. So unfortunately, until we know one way or the other, the outcome, is he going to trial? Is there a plea deal? I don't know that we will know, but, you know, I still want to give 20-year-olds the benefit of the doubt here, Donnie, before we, you know, throw them to the wolves here and say beyond a shadow of a doubt what the, you know, what the prosecution is saying is true. Let it play out. In the meantime, if it doesn't play out before the draft, you gotta weigh that into whether or not it's worth the risk of drafting a guy. But usually when we're talking, and he's what, top two, three, somewhere in that ballpark there, he's a game changer, which means whether it's resolved or not, there's going to be a team taking him at the top of this draft.
Would hate to have seen if he placed a three-team parlay at some point in his playing career of how far his draft stock would actually fall at this point. Things will play out, but hearsay means a lot. But I think you bring up a great point, Joe. It only takes one team. If one team says, we don't care, we're going to draft him where
That's
we do,
correct.
Or another team goes, hey, you know what? We had this guy on our draft board going number four overall. We're now sitting at 24, and we don't have to trade up and can get him. We'll see this thing play out. But he certainly put out a statement yesterday that he's innocent. The facts will come out. And also, keep in mind, the draft isn't tomorrow. It's not in 3 days. This doesn't come up where, you know, we've had some videos come up on draft day that really affected some people's stock. We'll see how this one plays its way out. I'll tell you what seems to be not playing its way out. It's Lamar Jackson. Now, we keep on getting the same stories from the front office of the Baltimore Ravens. Love them. We'd love to keep them here. We're texting back and forth. They've been doing this for 2 years now. Sooner or later, something is going to have to break through. Either way, Lamar Jackson is going to get paid. If they franchise tag him, Joe, it's close to $50 million. But as a quality team, you can't take up a $50 million cap hit there. You'd like to get that long-term, massage it over 4 or 5 years, and you can make it workable and continue to sign other people in free agency or your own players. Just give me an update here from your perspective on Lamar Jackson. Is this much ado about nothing here where he's going to be there opening day, or is where there's smoke, there's fire? If you haven't gotten a deal done in a few years, what makes us think we're going to get a deal done now?
No, I think it's over. I don't know. There's... The way he conducted himself at the end of the year there when Baltimore was trying to battle and even, you know, into the player, and he wasn't even at the stadium. He was, you know, he's walking around the locker room eating Chick-fil-A. I mean, like, it's the stories coming out there. And can I blame him? I mean, look at his social media account alone, you know, with the cryptic messages and stuff. There is... You should have signed and figured this out somewhere over the last 2 years. And the fact that they didn't, Donnie, means they're not sold on him for whatever reason, whether they don't think he can actually stay healthy enough or they don't think his brand of football is going to translate much. Whatever it is, it's obvious the organization's not sold on him. He knows they're not sold on him, which is why he acted the way he did. So I see no other choice here, but a trade of some sort might be coming. Maybe Lamar gets traded to Atlanta and Baltimore moves up in the draft and gets themselves a couple of higher picks. I mean, to me, there's no shortage of teams that would trade for Lamar and get him. But I don't think the Ravens have... any desire to want to now sign him to an extension and to a big contract, given the amount of money we're hearing he wants. The Ravens are out as far as I'm concerned.
It's really interesting, too, Joe, because when you bring it to the forefront here, and make no mistake about it, some of the rumors that we're hearing is like, yeah, we're going to offer you more money than Deshaun Watson got, $250 million. We're just not guaranteeing it all. We'll give you more guarantee than the last few quarterbacks signed, including like Kyler Murray. We're going to make it competitive. You're going to make a ton of money. But every counter comes back from Lamar Jackson, who acts as his own agent, is for fully guaranteed contract money. And also, quick question for you, Joe, here. Let's talk about the NFL as a landscape. They were hot and bothered when Deshaun Watson went to Cleveland with a fully guaranteed contract, signifying like, oh, no, times are changing here. Are we all going to have to do that? Do you think behind the scenes, the other owners are like, hey, Steve Bisciotti, owner of the Ravens, you better do us a solid here. Even if you have to lose your starting quarterback, you can't do this for the good of the league here.
Well, again, and there's always going to be those outliers, right? And, of course, the Browns were an outlier here. It just takes one, but it doesn't necessarily mean other teams will follow suit, but it certainly means other quarterbacks and other players will follow suit, because the players and the players union and the representatives are all going to go, well, he got this, we want this. Doesn't mean that they're going to get it, but they are certainly, it starts that ball rolling where, well, if Cleveland gave Deshaun Watson this, well, how many other Clevelands are going to be willing to do that? The answer right now is, I don't know how many. And then he has a decision to make, right? Well, are you happy with what's going on in Baltimore? Do you want to stay in Baltimore? For the, all things being equal, right? Same money in Baltimore versus same money someplace else. What are you going to do, Lamar? You ain't getting no more money anyplace else. So do you stay, or is that bridge been burned here?
Yeah, no, no question about it. And we'll find that out hopefully shortly here. Some other news and notes. Keenan Allen doesn't look like he's going to be on the move from the Chargers. And the thing I love about the salary cap, the Chargers currently sit $21 million over the cap, which, as we know, it's a couple pen strokes there. You get $40 million under the cap. But he's not going anywhere. Here's the news and notes here that get my attention. The 49ers did make some phone calls here to Tom Brady before retirement saying, hey, Tom, let's gauge your interest in coming home to the Bay Area and playing for the Niners. What are your thoughts on that, Joe?
Please, no. Like, no, please. Like, no, absolutely not. I can't handle, you know, long face there. I can't deal any more Tom Brady conversations. Like, please. You signed the papers. You submitted the retirement papers. Like, please, no. If I hear one rumor about, well, Brady and Gronk are coming back, I'm going to throw up. So, please, no. Enough with Brady. Let's move on. It's time for a new era. Let's get some new quarterbacks in the rotation here. My goodness.
How about this? Talking about new quarterbacks in the rotation. How about some new grass gurus here for the Super Bowl as everybody is throwing everybody under the bus? Why? As it turns out, it looks like we had a rotten field at the Super Bowl that was emanating odors at times here, Joe Rendery.
Embarrassing, Donnie. We said it right the day after we were going. This is, it's just embarrassing that you had all this time to grow this, and this is what you got. Embarrassing.
Unbelievable there by the NFL. But you know what we're going to talk next? NCAA hoops, March Madness. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wants to talk college basketball. Everybody wants to talk college basketball at this time of the year. March Madness on the horizon for us. Conference tournament action underway. Day games today. Fantastic stuff all the way around. But let's take a look actually what happened last night on the hardwood. Let's start down in Alabama. Going Alabama and Auburn. The Iron Bowl on the court. It looked like, what the heck is going on with Alabama here? Two close victories in the two previous games, now getting waxed by a rival for Auburn. Not so fast. Alabama erases a 17-point deficit, pulls out the victory 90-85 in overtime, and a conference championship was born. Alabama takes the SEC, Joe.
Yeah, and impressive stuff here. Any which way you cut it. Auburn came in there, gave them everything they had. They left it out on the court, but ultimately, and again, this was all Auburn right up until it wasn't, right up until the last minute of the game in which, you know, allowed Alabama a chance to tie this. And once they took it into overtime, that was it. They are one of the most resilient teams, given all the noise and all the outside distractions of this program. Nate Oates done a really good job of keeping it together here, and they are handling business at 26-4, winning the SEC. Will it be good enough to win the SEC, you know, the tournament? It probably, because let us not forget what just happened to Kentucky last night.
We're going to get to that. Trust me on that. But Alabama with a nice win there. We'll see how it plays out in the SEC tournament and then see how deep you can go in the March Madness tournament itself. Certainly, they bring tempo, Alabama. They bring offense. They bring defense. It's just a matter of which players are they actually going to bring with them, and certainly in a clear state of mind with the ability to win. Let's take a look at TCU, Texas down in the Big 12. Big doings yesterday because we know that Texas needed to win that basketball game to stay in the hunt for at least a share of the Big 12 championship. Looks like Kansas going to hang that banner that says undisputed regular season champions here in the Big 12. Why? TCU 75, Texas 73. Going on the road in the Big 12 is detrimental to your health, Joe.
Well, and yes, while they still had a chance to win it there, Texans, or at least, you know, a shot at the regular season crown, the game meant more to TCU, because if they had lost this game, then that means they would have had to play right away in the Big 12 tournament. So, I mean, there's no guarantee here that TCU was going to make any sort of, you know, bracket and be invited to the tournament. So they needed this win. They also didn't want to have to go right back out to the court to have to play another game. Now they'll have a little time off here, and they could need it. They got some guys that are banged up. So by winning this game, from a scheduling perspective, they've given themselves a little reprieve here and a little time to get readjusted before they begin the Big 12 tournament. But Texas never led in this game, ever. They made it close at the end, and in fact, that last-second three, boy, oh, boy, there was a it was 75-70, guys. The spread was 3.5-4 at tip. Mm. They were losing by 5 until Jabari Rice makes a last, and I'm talking last-second three to get the cover for Texas. Unreal.
Big 12 has been a meat grinder all year, and now you go into conference tournament play, which, again, you're going up against this top talent. So they're going to be ready for the tournament. The matter of fact is, they have gas to compete in March Madness because of how much effort you have to put in just to make it through. Let's take a look at a game with not much effort, and we didn't expect a lot of effort. Yeah, Chicago State on the road to take on Gonzaga to end Gonzaga's season. Now, Gonzaga now wins that game easily, finishes 26-5. The final score of this game, 104-65. So roughly a 40-point win for Gonzaga, easily covering the 28 or so. Joe Ranieri, myself, I said to myself, you know what? I don't know how serious Gonzaga is going to take this game all the way through. So I said, let me just focus on the FanDuel Sportsbook and the first half. A little bit juicy, but it's 14.5. I said, no doubt in my mind, if they're going to cover that line, they're probably going to be up 25-plus at the break, and then I'll have to worry about bench warmers coming in or anything happening here. 42-28 at the break. Simple math? Yeah, that's 14 points. In the second half, Gonzaga, with their bench, dropped 62 on Chicago State. I was just on the wrong end of the stick here. Outsmarted myself from top to bottom here, Joe.
Well, it was funny because when we talked about this game yesterday, we're like, first of all, Chicago State hadn't played a game since, like, the beginning of February. Gonzaga, the reason they scheduled this game, they added this game, at this point, because the way the Western Conference tournament works is they'd be over a week without a game, Donnie. Yeah. Even though the Western Conference tournament begins tonight, Gonzaga wouldn't have played until, you know, 7-8 days down the road. They didn't want to have to go that long without having to play a game. So they scheduled this game against Chicago State. And of course, it was Timmy's last 99 games he's played at Gonzaga. He's only lost one game at home in his years here at the program. Amazing. I mean, I think he was close to the all-time scoring record at Gonzaga. I mean, Timmy's been there forever. He's got, championship pedigree, and he's got a final regular season win at home to go along with it. So we'll see if they can get it done. We know, I think they're going to win. I already bet them. I was telling you earlier, I took the Zags to get it done in the Western Conference again. And hey, who knows? We've kind of written them off, haven't we, come tournament time? But I don't know if we should do that. They can drop 100 on anybody.
No, you're right about that, too, because usually we factor them in coming in as like a number one overall seed, all the pressure's on them. Maybe the pressure's not on them, but I like where you're going here in the WCC tournament, because it's not as if you say, well, Gonzaga's not fighting for a top four line seed here. No matter where they go, they're going to be in, whether regardless or not, if they win the WCC. But there's bragging rights on the line. They split in the regular season. Sure, they took a share of the West Coast Conference, but you wanted at the end, you go, hey, look, man, We got a share in the regular season. We knocked you out in the tournament. That means a lot to these kids. Yep. So they'll certainly be playing hard as opposed to, it doesn't matter this year. They're not fighting for a number one overall seed. Talking about a team that started out red hot, Joe, to start the season, and maybe we were talking about a number one overall seed. That was the UConn Huskies. 88-59 last night over DePaul. This team is playing as good as they were at the beginning of the season before that lull. Talk to me about the win last night, but also where that factors in, because I know you got your eye on the Big East tournament coming up.
Yes, no, I do, and they are a beast, and Hurley has got himself, he's got himself one of the better teams that we have seen in a long time over there at UConn. They finished, I think, now in that game, 15-2 at home? They are going to be really, really dangerous in a short tournament aspect. The problem is we've seen them, unfortunately, styles make fights, and we've seen, types of teams that have given UConn fits this year. It'll be interesting, and a lot of those, obviously, in the Big East. It'll be interesting to see what happens in this tournament, at which I think they're not going to finish any the fourth or fifth. Somewhere in that ballpark is where they're going to be here. Can they make a run? They certainly have the talent to do it here, Donnie. I think there's a lot of teams that look at UConn and go, that size in the court, they're going, I don't want nothing. This is one of the tallest and one of the biggest teams in all of college basketball. Rebounding doesn't come easy against UConn, and beating them is not going to be easy either.
Yeah, first time in a long time, it feels like the Big East also getting a little bit of disrespect heading into March Madness, where not a lot of hype is coming around. But some of these basketball teams, you look at their rankings, look at the way they're playing down the stretch, the Marquettes of the world. I know you're talking about Villanova here, and obviously the game we're going to talk about right now, Xavier and Providence. Nobody goes on the road and is able to knock off Providence at home. Well, that happened last night. Xavier, 94-89. We knew the tempo would be there, but how about this one too? Providence scored 53 points in the second half, and it wasn't even good enough. That's a big-time victory for Xavier yesterday.
Well, and, quietly, Donnie, they've actually, that was their seventh win, or 7-3 on the road. This is a really good Xavier team, not just at home. And don't forget, Providence had been undefeated. They were trying to finish off the Big East season going undefeated. Only a couple of teams, UCLA, Duke, Alabama, only a handful of teams had been undefeated on their own home court. Providence was one of them until Xavier came to town and dropped 94 on them. My goodness, here. I've said it from 2 months into the season, going, Xavier, Sean Miller, they don't even have Fremantle back yet.
Exactly.
They are a force to be reckoned with, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch it unfold here at Madison Square Garden.
By the way, Joe, talk to me about that too, because sometimes we find players who get injured during the season. The team finds a way to play around them, and it's almost like we laugh about getting that extra first-round draft pick when a player misses a season. Like, hey, we didn't expect him. We didn't have him last year. Well, Fremantle's been there for a part of the season, hasn't been there, but is expected back. How do you bet a situation like that moving forward where you say, we're going to get one of our aces back, and we played well without him?
Yeah, no, it's a good thing. He's not their leading scorer, but he is one of their top rebounders. So what he brings to the table is where you think you might have an edge with some teams because he's not on the court. Yeah, no. Good luck getting a second chance opportunity there when Fremantle gets back to the court. Makes him that much more dangerous here.
There you go. A couple more games we'll preview before getting to some of the games tonight. Kentucky, what are you doing? And Pittsburgh. Ugh. Yeah, sounds about right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Two games to recap here, and then we'll get you to tonight's hardcourt action, which includes afternoon basketball starting around noon Eastern, which is fantastic. Get you that little primer for March Madness. Get a lot of fun. Get you that little trigger finger that you have here, firing in some bets here. Yep, get it loosened up. But let's talk last night. SEC action. Kentucky at home in Rupp Arena. Vanderbilt traveling on the road to take them on. It's been since 2007 since Vanderbilt has gone on the road and beaten Kentucky in their own building. No way that happens last night, does it? No, yes, it actually did. 68-66. Come on, Coach Cal. You can't lose that game.
I give up with this Kentucky team. I mean, every time I say something nice about them, they come back and do something like this. I mean, I never thought I'd live long enough, Donnie, to see where Kentucky, I trust them more on the road than I do at Rupp Arena. Like, you got to be kidding me, because that's exactly what's been going on here. Just hard to believe that Rupp Arena now is giving up first wins to teams that have not won here in well over in decades. And yet they are celebrating on the court of Rupp Arena against Kentucky this year like we have not seen in the last 30 years. So absolutely crazy situation. Just went two steps forward, one step back here with this Kentucky team.
Exactly. And if we would have told or said, hey, you know what? We got some insight into this game. Oscar Tshiebwe is going to go for 21 points, 20 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Oh, man, Kentucky probably rolled them. Not the case here. Unbelievable stuff here as you see Vanderbilt now improve to 10-7 in SEC play. One final game which I want to talk about, which, again, encapsulates college basketball in a nutshell, all wrapped up into a ball for 2023. Pittsburgh absolutely needing this victory because they had a possible chance at an outright ACC regular season championship, which doesn't come around all that much for them. Notre Dame had 2 wins in ACC play coming into this basketball game. The line was roughly 3.5 at game time here, and Notre Dame smoked Pitt. Forget about the final score of 88-81. It wasn't that close. Notre Dame was better from the jump all throughout the second half. Game got a little bit closer with the late run, and I understand. Your coach is retiring. It's his last game at home, but he's not playing the basketball game. Your kids are. Hammond actually had 20 points here for Notre Dame. He wasn't sure if he was going to give it a go even before that game. But my goodness here, a ranked team on the road playing a cellar dweller, I guess is the nicest thing you can call Notre Dame. Notre Dame smokes them here, Joe.
We talked about it yesterday, Donnie, right? And I said, guys, you do not want to bet against Notre Dame in their coach's final game because he announced he was stepping down. And we've seen this how many times in the past, Donnie, where no matter how bad a team may be, it's that final game, ton of seniors, longtime coach stepping away. They have been very competitive too here, Notre Dame. Make no mistake about it. I mean, they're not horrific by any stretch. But boy, oh boy, what a whooping last night. And to think that we were getting 4 points, 4.5 points, was hilarious. Because Pitt now just 2-2 down the stretch against sub 500 teams, and now they got to go to Miami. And with an opportunity to win the ACC, but they got to do it, and they got to beat Miami, who is all sorts of ticked off that they ended up losing that game to Florida State. So not a great stretch. Something tells me Pitt all of a sudden might be limping into the ACC tournaments. And then, of course, who knows where they're going to land come March Madness. So things not going well for Pittsburgh here.
That's why everybody looks at Pittsburgh and says, hey, that's a nice team here. Why aren't they getting a lot of respect? They're in the lead in the ACC. Well, it's because performances like that against a 2-win team where you get drubbed. And also, it wasn't the case where, hey, they already had the ACC wrapped up. They partied the last game they played. This is basically going on the road, just getting some reps in here, and it doesn't matter if you win or lose. Certainly not the case here. Bad loss for the Pitt Panthers. And again, big game against Miami on the horizon here. Let's flip it over to tonight's action. Number one team in the country is playing today. Houston! Houston is calling here. Last game at home, senior night, little Marcus Sasser action. Houston number one on defense and conference play. Houston number one on offense and conference play. A line close to 20 points tonight. How do we play this out with the Houston Cougars?
Yeah, play Houston. A lot of Houston. Play Houston every chance you can get here. And I don't think there's going to be any sort of letdown here. They will, although, listen, I mean, give Wichita State credit. They've been playing much better as of late. But there's levels to this here, guys. And the level is Wichita State is nowhere near the level. There's a number one above Houston's name on that graphic there for a reason. They're not going to take any prisoners at home here. This is going to be a beatdown. I would almost break it into halves here, Donnie. I play Houston in the first half, expect them to come out and boat race them, and then we'll see what happens in the second half. But I've no doubts Houston will be victorious in this one moving into tomorrow. And then, of course, the American Athletic Conference coming up.
And to cut the nets down here on the FanDuel Sportsbook, you know the favorite in the clubhouse is? Oh, those Houston Cougars at a 6-1 price, 27-2 on the season, 15-1 in the American. Let's keep moving down. 9 o'clock tonight, ESPN game, Arizona State and UCLA. UCLA, number 4 in the country. One of those games where, again, we have a double-digit line. The total's listed at 134. I love UCLA. They play defense. That's going to travel. We saw them play against Colorado and really shut the door on them. But also, one of those games where rivalry on deck here with Arizona. Do you look past Arizona State? Do you just get the win at Pauley Pavilion and keep it moving? How do you approach this game in the Pac-12 tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, great win by Arizona State against Arizona there over the weekend, right? A buzzer-beating three gets it done. UCLA, another one of these undefeated home teams. They don't lose at home. They also beat Arizona State the first go-around. I think that was back in January. However, Arizona State punched them hard in the first half there. They had a huge lead in that game and then unfortunately ended up giving it all back in the second half. As a matter of fact, it was 44-27 early on in that game. And then, UCLA is like, all right, enough of this. You're not scoring anymore. And then basically boat raced them. So if they get off to another slow start, UCLA, there could be some value backing Arizona State early in this one.
If you want to cash in a ticket here at the FanDuel Sportsbook and think UCLA can cut down the nets, they're listed at a 10-1 price. Let's keep it in the top five here. Purdue and Wisconsin. You wouldn't actually know it from the rating here because Purdue coming into this game, losers of their past 3 of 4 games going on the road against Wisconsin. Roughly favored there, -4 to that -5 range, a total listed around 127. Any thoughts tonight on Purdue? Are they just going to say, hey, you know what? Get us to the conference tournament. Get us in the March Madness. You know, just don't get Edie hurt. What gives tonight between Purdue and Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin swept them last year, too. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of response do we get from a Purdue team that you mentioned has been reeling. And nobody, Matt Painter, nobody would ever say, it's no big deal. You lose 5 of 7, 6 of 8. Nah, you'll be fine. You'll breeze right through the Big Ten. And yeah, it won't be like, are you kidding me? They need a win, and they need a win in a big, big way here. So this is going to be a rock fight, I have no doubt. But it's never easy to go to Wisconsin and win some games here. So what do we get from this Purdue Boilermakers team who, in many aspects, is not nearly as potent as everyone thought they were just 2 weeks ago there, Donnie?
Yeah, line them up at the FanDuel Sportsbook to cut down the nets. Purdue coming in at a 12-1 price. We'll keep it out west here in the Pac-12. Late night action from Los Angeles is Arizona and USC. Now, keep in mind, as I just stated, UCLA might be looking forward to playing Arizona. Same thing. Arizona might be looking forward to playing UCLA. Two top teams here in conference play on offense. Arizona, #1 in efficiency. USC, #2 in efficiency here. How do you think this one plays out on the West Coast here in the Pac-12?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but I think all the value is with the home dog here with USC. Basically, UCLA's already wrapped up the title, right? So they've already got #1. They've already finished it. Arizona can't catch them after that loss to Arizona State. USC has been phenomenal here down the stretch. They're actually getting better and better. Boogie Ellis, their point guard, guys, has really started to kick it up a notch here. And now they're home taking on an Arizona team that, call me crazy here, maybe a little still overvalued in this one. USC has the size, length, and athleticism to cause some issues for Arizona here tonight. I would take as many points as you want to give me here. I think it's, 2, 2.5, somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah, give me it. I think the home dog is live here tonight.
Seems like everybody in the Big Ten Conference here loaded up between 11-7, 10-8, a big logjam here tonight. How about this? Unranked opponents, though. Michigan and Illinois. Michigan coming in 11-7 in the Big Ten. Illinois at 10-8. Illinois is the favorite here. Decent total in the mid-140s. Michigan and Illinois. We getting up and down the court in this one?
I think we are, Donnie. I'm with you there. I like the approach. I think we're going to get some points here, but there have been some injury concerns here with Michigan. So we need to see exactly if Juwan Howard's kid is going in this one. Also, I don't believe Michigan, they don't usually win in Illinois. So this is a big spot for them. They've gotten a couple of huge wins down the stretch here to help pad their resume. Three straight, in fact. They are on the bubble. And Illinois does not want to swap places on the bubble with them. So this is a huge game here tonight in the Big Ten, because if Illinois loses this, they're on the bubble and Michigan has the leg up. So, yeah, this is a monster game here tonight, one in which I'm kind of with you. I think points are coming here.
By the way, Michigan State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, the last three games that Michigan has played, they've won all three of those, two of those again, with Rutgers and Wisconsin without Jet Howard. Yep. So we'll see how some of those injury updates come into play. But I like this today. You know, he had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sort of the ramp-ups from the group of five conferences, the smaller mid-majors getting underway, playing at night. But now we see it today. 12:30 start, Appalachian State, South Alabama. 1 o'clock start, Illinois State, Northern Iowa. 3 o'clock start, Arkansas State versus Troy. 3:30, Evansville and Indiana State. So just having the afternoon basketball on, something to watch. And also, elimination games. This isn't games that we saw, you know, back in December during the holiday break, where these teams will line up on a Tuesday at 12:30. Let's watch it. Everything means for these kids, because most of them, they're not going to play another basketball game if they're seniors if they lose today. But I got to tell you right now, got my eye on that Evansville-Indiana State game. It's not going to be all that competitive, but Indiana State should do whatever they want against Evansville. Anything you're looking at in the afternoon, just have some fun, play, or just say, you know what? It's just good to track it in the afternoon.
Yep, no, it's going to be good. It's going to start, too, with, South Alabama doing what they did the first time these two teams played. And
Jaguars.
That was boat race App State. Give me the Jaguars. If it ain't broke, don't fix it here, people. I think they get it done again against App State here.
There you go. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it here. Wednesday with Joe Ranieri, Thursday with Joe Ranieri, Friday with Joe Ranieri on the early line, rising and grinding with us. It should be an epic show to set us up for the weekend and have a lot of fun. So, Joe, again, I'm going to say, I'll give you off the rest of the day here at Sports Grid. Enjoy your time. But I'll close out the show next. Coming right back with some Listen Up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, final segment of the day here for a Thursday of the early line right on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Today, Joe Ranieri, Donnie Wrightside, powering through from 7 to 9 a.m., setting the table for everything you need and the rest of your Sports Grid day, which includes the morning after coming up next with Ben Stevens, so make sure you stay tuned to that. A lot of topics we went over today, and obviously, it's going to be basketball focused now. The NBA heating up, as we said, on its march to the playoffs. We also reviewed some teams that we think could make the playoffs and maybe not make the playoffs. Also, taking a look at college basketball as we head down the back stretch. Some of these teams, two games max, one game here before they start their conference tournaments next week in the Power Five conferences. But as we talked about today also, there are teams being eliminated each and every day. This is really the official start of March Madness. We are in the month of March, and today it's fantastic. Why is that? We have afternoon basketball that we can take a look at. We'll have it today. We'll have it Friday. We'll have it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sensational stuff coming up. So make sure you listen up. Be quiet. I know we're not getting the superstar teams that we want. And quite frankly, many people that are working today will have no idea that some of these conference tournaments here will be on in the afternoon. As we stated, there are four games that are going to tip off today before 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And then you get into some big-time matchups a little bit later tonight. A lot of the group of five slash mid-majors are getting underway this week. Next week, everybody will be underway. So you'll get used to seeing the Power Five conferences playing during the afternoon next week, and that will be fantastic, leading up to unbelievable games and a lot of teams trying to punch an automatic bid into the tournament by winning some of these smaller conferences. And when you wake up this Sunday, you will realize that you are just 1 week away from the true start of March Madness, which would be Selection Sunday. And away we go to Dayton for the first four games and on our way into the round of 32s, the Sweet 16s, the Elite Eights, the Final Fours, and the culmination of it all, a national championship. The road to winning it all starts right now. Let's have some fun and start to watch it in the afternoon. Stay tuned for the Morning After with Ben Stevens coming up next.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.